Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Greg Pickle. It is quarter number two, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Again, Mark is celebrating the return of the fans, and the very first game, home game in two seasons, is against Ball State early September. And guess what? Just for Keystone Kickoff Show listeners, Mark is going to be giving away an RV for that weekend. And for your chance to enter to win, go to the app. If you don't have it, it's simply Keystone Sports. Download it. And there's a nice button there for the free RV for the Ball State weekend. You want to get your entry in, one entry per person. And you could also call Mark at 800-519-8467 if you want to hear more about the great GoPSURV.com RV weekends. All right, Greg, we talked mostly negative news in quarter number one. Players who seem to be leaning elsewhere than to Penn State. Let's talk about the players who were there in Happy Valley this past weekend. And it seems like we can't talk about a weekend visit at Penn State without talking about some running backs. We all know Nicholas Singleton, probably number one on the board for Penn State. But all along we talked, even if they were to get Singleton, there's a good chance they would get a second running back. Now, a lot of talk about Singleton leaning towards Notre Dame, but there are several options at running back, and a couple of them visited this past weekend. Let's talk about them. First up, Damari Alston. He's a four-star out of Georgia. He's also visited LSU and Northwestern. LSU appears to be the biggest rival in this. What can you tell us about Alston?
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy who Penn State's been tracking for a pretty good amount of time, and he said a visit some time ago. And, you know, this running back board is really interesting to me, Jim, just simply because of the fact that Penn State, I think we all know they want two running backs in this cycle, and, I mean, they have a wonderful pool of players to choose from and try and land. You know, Alston's one of them, Marion Hampton, Nick Singleton, Ramone Brown. I mean, there are plenty of options is what I'm getting at here. And, you know, I think Penn State is probably a top choice for him coming out of that visit weekend, but there's plenty of other schools he's keeping an eye on. And when all is said and done, you know, I think Penn State has a shot to land him. I don't know how great of a shot it is, but I think that shot will exist. He's 5'10", 204. Really talented player who they wanted to get on campus for a long time for a reason. And, you know, we'll see how it all shakes out. But, you know, he's a Georgia guy who could decide to stay in the South. But if not, Penn State's going to be right in the thick of things for this one.
Earlier, Greg, when we were talking about defensive linemen, and you mentioned we were talking about Miami, but in general, you might find that another school, well, they fill up on defensive linemen, so a player who might be leaning there could become available again. You have four defensive linemen that they're playing. I know two tackles, two ends, but at running back, it's a position typically you're playing one at a time, and yes, I know schools will take two running backs in a single year. But I would think at running back, this is a little bit more the game of musical chairs, where once one or two running backs go to a school, that will be it. There will be availability there.
Yes, there is absolutely no question about that. And so, you know, again, the question is just going to become what happens when the chips start to fall and they're on the table and guys start committing different places. I mean, that's the biggest question I think Penn State and every other schools have to be mindful of, is once these guys start making decisions, how quickly can you lock somebody else up? Or conversely, how quickly do people start coming running to you if they realize that you got one guy already in and you want a second one and there's probably not room for a third? So, yeah, that's what's really going to make all of this so interesting, Jim. It's just the fact that, You don't know when, you know, you don't know when all of this stuff is going to happen, but once it does, it's going to be quick. And, you know, I just can't help but to think that, you know, Penn State has to feel pretty good about where it's at with all of these running backs. But at the same time, there's a lot of work still to do. There's no question about that. There's a lot of work to be done to make sure you do end up with two guys in the fold here. So we'll see. But I think if you're Penn State, you should like where you stand. And, you know, we'll see where things shake out from there.
The other running back who visited was George Pettaway. He's a four-star out of Virginia, I believe, and
yep.
The competitors for him include Alabama and Auburn and Michigan. What's the latest from him?
Yeah, so the latest on him is, well, I think it's kind of been almost similar to, you know, the every other time we've talked about this, which is that it kind of can be hard to get a read on Jim, and beyond that, I just feel like he plays his chips or you know, his cards so close to the vest that even if you feel a certain way about this recruitment or if you think you have a beat on it, Jim, I don't know if anyone really does outside of the people in his inner circle. So I'd like to sit here and say that I feel confident about this or that or the other thing, but this to me feels like a race that could go either way. It could end up being one of those recruitments where the final decision might surprise people a little bit, or it could be exactly what people expect it to be, and you know, it could end up working in Penn State's favor. So I don't know. The more that I think about that and discuss that with people and everything else, just starting to get a sense that we may not know as much as we think we know about that recruitment, if that makes sense.
It does, but I think this is a case, again, where watch what a recruit does more than what's
yeah.
said about him. The fact that visits were limited essentially to the month of June, and a visit doesn't guarantee a commitment, but I would think a visit does guarantee you're being seriously considered.
Yes, I don't think there's any doubt about that in most cases. Now, again, when guys have five visits, Jim, they might only really consider or be considering three schools, and then there might be two other ones who are on the outside looking in, but, you know, hey, it's a free trip to somewhere for 48 hours. Why not take it, and maybe you'll change your mind. So I would agree in most cases that is true, but I don't doubt that, you know, Penn State hosted a lot of official visitors, so did a lot of other schools, of course, and I don't doubt that, I don't know, maybe 5 to 10, not 10% is probably too high, but maybe around 2 to 5% of the official visitors they hosted probably maybe didn't have any real belief that Penn State was going to end up being right for them. I'm not saying that's the case in this recruitment, but just to note that I do think there's times when kids take a visit and they're really not seriously considering a school, but they have the option to do so. And like we've always talked about, how could you blame a kid for taking an all expenses paid trip to check out, you know, a great experience for a weekend?
Yeah. I'm certainly not blaming the kids for doing that. And you have one cases where, and I think Fearbury falls into this category where everything we read was he was, you know, leaning Pitt. Penn State seemed like it was just, well, again, a free trip, a nice weekend, and it sounds like he came out of it very impressed with Penn State. So it is a good sign for you if you could get the player in to visit. Let's hit
Correct.
A couple of these other names real quick here. Abdul Carter, linebacker from outside Philadelphia, he visited this past weekend. Could this be another linebacker from the Philadelphia area leaning Penn State's way?
Yeah, it's certainly starting to feel that way. This is a guy with a lot of position flexibility and you know, he can play offense, he can play defense, he's a defender at the next level, 6'4", 235, a four-star who is the number 34 linebacker in the both the 247 Sports composite and the 247 Sports rankings. South Carolina's pushing hard for him. Ole Miss is too. LSU was in the picture. I mean, there's a lot of options here for him. And this is a guy who's a little bit quieter when it comes to doing interviews and things like that. So we don't always hear a ton from him. But, you know, I think that that Penn State is in a really good place here. And I'm starting to get to the point where it feels to me like, you know, I don't want to say this commitment's going to be a guaranteed no-brainer, but at the same time, it just looks to me like if you're Penn State, you should feel really good about where you're at here, and the fact that he comes to campus is a very good sign. And so, yeah, I think that they should be pleased with how things are shaping up here. And, you know, time will tell whether or not they can totally and utterly close the deal here. But so far, so good after the visit.
All right, let's talk Darius Clemens, wide receiver from Oregon. Again, I have to think for him to travel across the country to visit Penn State is a good sign. What's the latest on Clemens?
Yeah, I mean, Caden Saunders has been pushing extremely hard for Darius Clemens to join this class, which is great because you don't always see guys be willing to fight to get guys in a class at their position. You know, you see guys peer recruit other players, but you don't always see that, you know, be the case with, you know, with guys who are going to play the same position as you. So what my point there is that if you're Penn State, you got to love the fact that you have a leader in the class like Caden Saunders, who's trying to recruit competition to come in and play with you. But at the same time, you know, he's obviously far away from campus, and that's always the first question mark is, you know, what was his trip like? Did he enjoy that official visit? And was it enough to make him think that he would want to play football all the way across the country, especially when the Oregon Ducks are pushing really hard for his services and, you know, obviously are the in-state closest to home team. So that would be my, you know, that would be my reservation there. I think he had a great trip, but, you know, I do also think that there's probably a better chance than not that he decides to stay a little bit closer to home. But again, the fact that he came all the way across the country and hung out with those guys and all that, I think is a very good sign for Penn State.
Okay, how about Cam Miller? He's a four-star cornerback from Florida. In the last couple weeks, Penn State has lost out on some other cornerbacks high on their board, either other commitments or seem to be leaning elsewhere. What kind of chance do they have for Cam Miller out of Florida?
Yeah. Yeah, I think a good one. He was one of those guys where I didn't think he would commit while he was on campus, but I did think that they should felt, you know, that they should have felt good where they're at in that recruitment. I don't really have a sense that he's ready to make a decision immediately now. I thought that maybe that was a possibility while he was here, but or shortly after he left, but now it seems like he might want to take a little bit of time to decide. So you're right. I mean, they're pushing for a lot of guys at corner. And, you know, he's seen Virginia Tech. I believe he's seen UCF, which is obviously the school that's close to home. So, you know, we'll see if he goes on any trips in July or if he decides to wrap things up sooner. That'll be the choice he has to make.
All right, Greg, that's it for quarter number two. Stick around. In quarter number three, we take your questions and we ask Greg. Stay tuned. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A two-for-one deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.